Let us live in peace.
让我们得到永恒的生命。
Let us have eternal life.
求主你看顾你的羊。
May you care your sheep.
牧养的羊。
Shepherd's
sheep. 与我们同在。
With us.
给我们今天祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen.
2600年前是以色列历史上最黑暗的一段时期。
2600 years ago is the great history of Israel.
从属灵上讲，他们那时候完全背离了耶和华神对他们的要求。
From a history point of view, they totally against God.
因为那时候神是要求他们不可敬拜别神和偶像，要敬畏耶和华，要谨慎的遵循他的道，要专心的爱他，要尽心尽力的去侍奉他。
Because God's message is to ask them to worship God alone and pour their heart, their mind, their strength.
但是以色列人却在各处设立偶像。
However, in the history, they all set up the different idols of their
faith.
Just like Jeremiah chapter 13 say,
犹大，你神的树木与你城的树木相等。你为那何时把你手足烧上的坛，也与耶路撒冷尖锐的树木相等。
Basically, the message is talking about the set up lots of idol and worship in idol.
从领袖上看，那时候的先知和祭司为了自己的利益好处而说虚假预言。
In the leader point of view, they just send out a false message and just because of their benefit.
他们辛辛苦苦的治百姓的死伤，说平安啊平安啊，其实没有平安。
They keep saying peace and peace to the people, but that's not true.
那时候的君王和首领欺压百姓，专顾贪婪，流无辜人的血，行欺诈和强迫的事。
And the king at that time, the king and the leader, they just keep doing those things to hurt and destroy the people.
美国、以色列，因为犯罪逃。早就被亚述帝国消灭。
The country law Israel, they already disappeared by the kingdom of Assyria.
南国以大也是危危可击。
In south, the country of Judah, also almost died.
先是耶律那些百姓困苦流离，被杀被掳。无人不养。
And the prophet Jeremiah, he see when he look at these things,
他终夜流泪，呼唤以色列人要悔改，要承认自己的罪孽。
Before he deep sorrow, he prayed for the Israel, to God.
神的慈爱要临到他们，谁也不将不神心意的牧者来赐给他们，来牧养他们。
God will send His servant and service the Israel.
这是耶利米书23章的背景。
This is something about Jeremiah chapter 23.
以色列这个民族和国家从神拣选亚伯拉罕开始。
Israel, this country, start from
从神拣选亚伯拉罕开始。
到God choose Abraham.
经过以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Through Isaac, Jacob, Joseph.
他们在埃及地区成为一个有几百万人的民族。
They live in Egypt and raise up million million people as a nation.
后来神呼召摩西带领以色列人出埃及。约书亚带领他们进入迦南应许之地。 建立耶和华神为中心的国家。
Later, Moses brings Israel out of Egypt, and then Joshua lead them to the Promised Land and build a Jehovah-centered nation.
神在那地方设立有君王、首领、长老、祭司、先知等不同的角色，在这个国家来牧养神的百姓。
God set up different king, leader, elder, priests, prophets, all these different people to nurture and serve their people.
这些人在旧约圣经中被称为耶和华的仆人。
These people in the Bible name these people is the servant of God's people.
他们在神所呼召的位置上面，然后来带领、来治理、来看顾、来教导、来服侍以色列人。
They stand in this position to teach and manage the God's people.
以色列这个民族是属于神的。
Israel is belongs to God.
是神特别拣选出来，在世边想为神所见证。
It's the chosen one by God to show the meekness in front of man.
以色列人是属于神的。
Israel is belongs to Israel. Israel is belongs to God.
他们是神草场放的羊。
They are the sheep of God.
是神的百姓。
People of God.
这些牧人能在这个属神的国家牧养属神的羊，是神特别给他们恩典。
These shepherds, they can manage and care people of God. People is God chosen.
他们理当更加敬畏神，更加忠心的来服侍神，更加尽心尽性的去爱神。
They should more respect to God and honor to God to serve.
他们理当爱神的羊，带领神的羊，来看顾神的羊。
They should take care of them. They should take care God's people care.
他们应该带领神的羊进入丰盛有水草的地方，让以色列人吃得饱足，长得健壮。
They should care and nurture God's people so that they can grow up.
当有野兽来的时候，他们应当保护这些羊，赶走这些野兽。
When the beasts come to fight the people of God, they should protect them.
当羊有疾病的时候，他们应当给予长果医治。
If the sheep has sick, they should care.
当羊有悲伤痛苦的时候，他们应当安慰来鼓励他们。
Because if the sheep has problem and sadness, those things they should care.
但是事实上并不是如此。
But the fact is not like this.
正如刚才读的《英语书》23:1-2说。
Just like just what we read in Jeremiah 23:1-2.
耶和华说，那些残害赶上了草场之羊的不能有过了。
God said, wow, to the shepherds who are destroying and God scattering the sheep of my pasture.
耶和华以色列神要斥责那些不养他百姓的不能，要如此说，你们赶上我的羊群，并没有看过他们，我必讨你们这行恶的罪。这是耶和华说的。
Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people, because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care of them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done.Declares the Lord.
这些牧养神的百姓的牧人不看顾伤亡的，不寻找分散的，不医治受伤的，却要吃肥羊的肉。
These people not care about people they believe, but just want to have their own benefit.
这些牧人使神的羊走了迷失的羊，使他们走错了路，他们到处乱跑，找不到安息之处。
The God's people has no direction, but these shepherds is not care.
这些牧人他们毁坏神的葡萄园，践踏神的草场，使神的家成为荒地。
These shepherds either they don't care about God's own people and let them their works.
这些不能像咆哮的狮子到处吼叫，去惊吓那些恐吓人，到处抓人咬人，他们要统治神的百姓。
These shepherds even do something against God and hurt the people of God.
这些不能他们强奸神的律法。他们亵渎神的圣殿，教导人不分圣的和俗的。
They distort God's law and truth and spreading false teaching.
这些牧人，他们像豺狼一样暗中埋伏，设下阴谋诡计，要伤害人民。
They have different agenda and hurting different people, especially God's people.
这些牧人为百姓用未破空的盔甲抹墙，使他们见到虚假的影响。
They doing some false declaration and try to hide their sin.
他们用谎诈的理说，神如此说，如此说，其实神根本没有这样讲。
So they say some true things and say I expect sent from God.
他们用虚谎的理说平安了，平安，其实没有平安。
They say peace and peace, but they don't have any peace for you.
耶和华神说，这些牧人是瞎眼的，没有真知识。
God said, these shepherds, these leaders, they are blind. They don't know anything.
他们只知道自己吃饱。
They only know they grew up their son.
他们只知道成天做梦，为自己成就大事。
They only care their own agenda.
他们贪食好恶，不知饱足。
They only care their food.
他们不能够明白神道，个人偏心嫉妒。
They don't nothing about God's truth and only walk their way.
他们个人为自己求利益、寻好处和名声。
They only care their name, their famous name.
这些牧人没有看顾牧养神的羊，所以神要追讨这些牧人的罪，要斥责这些行恶的牧人。
These shepherds not care God's people care for them, and so God has to punish them.
在以西结书34章，神这样斥责这些牧人。他说：“人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言来攻击他们，说主耶和华如此说：祸哉！以色列的牧人只是牧养自己，并不牧养我的羊。主耶和华如此说：我必与牧人为敌，必向他们的手对好我的羊，使他们不再牧养群羊。”
So the message saying God warning those leaders that they should serve their God's people.But if they don't do it, God will punish them.
二，神将牧人竟然成为神攻击的对象，成为神斥责的对象，成为神审判的对象。
God's the servant, the leader, now becomes the God punish time.
神将牧人应该在神家尽忠职守。但这些牧人却带头背离神，不敬畏神，污秽了神的家。
God's servant, they should honestly to do their job, but they don't have any loyalty, and even they do something for God's people.
他们不但是自己成为神追讨罪的对象，也使神的羊跟着犯罪， 一同遭灾。
They are not only doing some wrong things against God, and even they ask the God's people to do the same.
这些羊流离失所，无人牧养。
These God's people, they don't people care.
更为可悲的是，这些牧人住在以色列国快要灭亡的时候，还在神的殿里面说虚假预言，以色列马上要复兴。
They even say Israel will be getting better while the country almost died.
他们欺骗以色列人要坚守神，已经不同在了圣城耶路撒冷。
They spread the wrong message saying the Jerusalem is still okay, it's still okay.
他们还攻击向他们传讲耶和华的先知耶利。
They even attack the prophet Jeremiah.
他们全然不知道自己身处罪孽中。
They don't even know they are really worse than God's prophet.
全认为这个国家的灭亡不是耶利米的错。
They only blame the country falling into trouble is because Jeremiah's prophet.
是他动摇百姓心，让百姓赶快逃离这个充满罪恶的地方。
Because the Jeremiah, Jeremiah mislead the people. That's what they claim.
我自己也读到这些经文，为神家的牧人是感到愤怒，也感到悲哀，也感到惧怕。
When I read this scripture, my heart feels sad and even angry and scared.
愤怒的是不是这些牧人所犯的罪？那是他自己跟神的事。
My angry is not the these leaders their sin. This is their own business between them and God.
愤怒是看到神的羊因着他们错误的带领、虚弱的态度、误会的行为，使群羊不如其主，一同遭灾，一同受害。
My angry is because they mislead the God's people to a worse place and become to punish together.
哀恨的是这些牧人本应是成为敬畏神的人的榜样。
My sadness is because they should be model of the people of God.
他们在神家里面有尊贵的侍奉，他们熟读圣经，他们知晓律法。
They have a privilege to be in the position and knowing God's word and should teach God's people properly.
但是他们却滥用神给的权柄来欺压百姓，为自己的私利不择手段，磨不出律法的真理出来。
Instead, they just make use of their power, the position, and hurting God's people.
我惧怕的是自己有一天也走了这些不能说走的路，一同成为神最好罪的对象。
I'm also afraid I will be like that one day.
在教会历史上，以新不能及教会的新领袖，把教会当成他们自己的家。
In the church history,
他们把教会当成他们自己的公司，他们就是公司的 CEO。
They take church like as their own company.
他们把信徒当成他们的财产和提款机，想办法索要奉献。
They take God's people like their source of money.
在这样的教会里面，牧者努力的把自己包装成神家的牧人，把神的羊当成了他们自己的羊。
At this church, the leader they just decorate their own like the holy God.
他们属信徒的人数不是看有多少人能够得救，而是拿来向别人炫耀的资本。
They don't count how many people to be saved, but just show off from this number.
他们从知识上都知道信徒是神的羊。 但张口闭口都被人说都是他们的小羊。
They didn't know this is people of God, but they only show it in front of people, say, this is my people.
我现在听到有故事说您是我的小羊，我就有点反胃。
Now I hear the first leader say that you are my sheep. I feel disgusting.
因为从圣经中看，牧人都是故宫，都是神的仆人。
Because from the church point of view, church leader is a servant of God.
这个被称为牧人，但羊不是牧人的，而是为神所造的。
Even the name is a servant, but the sheep is belong to God.
为什么有些牧者偏要把信徒看成是自己的羊呢？我觉得很奇怪。
Why is some church leader, the servant, they name God's people as their own people.
不知道这个讲法是从哪儿开始的，从什么时候开始
的？ I don't know when this thing started.
现在尽管被许多牧师接受并来使用。
Now it becomes more common to different church saying the same thing.
我在这儿呢多提醒一句大家。
今天啊，就稍微补充一个有关。
我知道我们都很爱我们的故事。
I know we all love our house.
但请不要对牧者说过多的赞誉话。
But please don't please them too much.
说多了会让他觉得自己还真不错。
When you say too much, then let them have illusion.
就把你们当成他的羊了。这是将牧者放在危险的试探当中。
This is put them in a dangerous place.
如果我们真的爱我们牧者的话，
If we really love our pastor,
请不要去试探他。
Please don't test him.
正确的回应是我们应该感受我们在天上的大牧者。
The correct way is we just lift up our hands to our God, our Minister.
因为是他在真的在面我们。
Because this is the only one that God nurtured us.
我现在跟大家说句实话，应该还听得进去。
I believe I'm saying this one here, one can say.
因为在有些教会说那句话已经听不进去了。
Because some churches don't even accept this thing.
因为他们认为牧者是神所差来的。听牧者的话就是听神的话。
Because we really believe our pastor is sent from God. We listen to our pastor, this is God.
牧者就是神的代表。
Our pastor is sent from God.
大家自己可以去琢磨这话到底说的什么地方。
Please think about it carefully.
在这样的教会里面，你不能提写这些不伦不好的经文。
In this kind of church, you cannot say anything to comment their pastor.
因为他们被认为是在攻击牧人。
Because they will say you attack him their pastor.
要引用赞美牧人的经文。
You have to call those scripture to teach them.
说他们如何信道，如何忠心。
And teach them how far they working.
这样的话，大家皆大欢喜。
Yeah, everybody happy.
我所担心这么多不讨人喜欢的话，可能让大家对神家的牧人失望了。
When I say this kind of things, maybe you feel disappointed.
但真的希望大家不要失望。
But I hope you don't disappointed.
因为神有他自己的旨意和最美的计划。
Because God has the whole of you.
如果关于牧人的所有经文就只有这些话，我也会很失望。
If about all the church leader, shepherd, or pastor, about this scripture only here, I will be disappointed.
如果所有的牧人都像我回国看到那个教会的牧师一样，我也会很失望。
If all the church leader, the pastor, like
但下面竟然让我看到希望。让我们也看到。2000多年前的以色列的命运非常的悲惨。
2600 years ago, the Israel country, let us see, is very sad picture.
在神家的人不但没有喂养神的羊，反而是残害、赶散神草上他们的羊。
They don't care the people of God, even they attack them, they destroy them.
这些以色列人被牧人残害之后，很意外的任意的在他杀害队伍到巴比伦去。
And these people not even destroyed, and they also has been bringing to that country to become a slave.
从先知以赛亚书和耶利米书，我们可以看到。
Old Testament, Jeremiah, you can see.
神谴责这些邪恶的妇人，要追讨他们的罪。
God has to bestow those people punish them.
同时也非常严厉的历史了以色列百姓的罪，要刑罚以色列。
And also list out Israel sin, and God wants to punish them.
这应验了摩西在《生命记》中当中对以色列人的警告。
And also, we can see the same thing in Old Testament. Moses said the same thing.
你们若不听从耶和华神的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律，你们必不能在他地上长久，必尽心灭绝。
If you don't listen to God, then you will be mistaken.
你们必在必被分散在万民中，被万国抛来抛去。
You will be discarded to a different country and also attacked by different people.
你们所剩下的人数要很稀少。
And you will be got less and less in the number of people.
恶不能行恶，要给神跟追讨罪。以色列人跟着这些不能行恶，也一样会被追讨罪。
The church will be punished because of their sin, and same if the Israel and church people fall, they will be the same thing happen.
以色列人不能跟神来讨价还价，说都把责任推到这些恶不能身上。
You cannot deny your sin, just fall to the others.
他们要为自己的行为负责，要为自己所犯的罪负责。
They have to be responsible to their own sin and what they did.
他们最后被神赶到各国，但神对以色列的爱永不改变。
They started to different country, but God's love to them has never changed.
他虽然刑罚了以色列，但还要施慈爱怜悯给他们，将他的羊群中所余剩的赶到了他们的各国内，要召集出来，给他们归回本圈，他们也比生养更多。
Even they are punished, but God will gather them, come together, and they will increase their number again.
这些余剩的羊被召回了，余剩的羊是有福的。
These people will be gathered back together by God. They are blessed.
他们得蒙神的保守，而没有被杀害死亡。
They are kept by God and stay strong.
他们还被神召集回来，回到神的家中。神要设立真正的牧人来照管他们，来牧养他们，给他们生命平安。
They will be settled in God's church, God's home, and God will send His servant to care.
在这儿提到一个余剩， 余数在整个先知书当中是一个非常重要的一个概念。
Here point of grammar of my book in Bible, this is one
very important.
Very important concept.
因为在以赛亚书第十章十到二十二节说，当日以色列所剩下的和雅各家所逃落的，不再依靠那击打他们的，却要诚实依靠耶和华以色列的圣者。所剩下的就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。以色列，你的百姓虽然多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。
The scripture is saying about the Israelites, they started in a different place, and now they come back. Even though they are lots of people, not a great number of Israel, but only the remnants of the Israel will be blessed.
这些余剩的人是真正对神有信心的人。
These people.Will be blessed, they are faithful to God.
这样的人从古至今都是余数。
This kind of people from the long history to now is the remnant he is in.
这些余数要蒙神的恩典和拯救，要归回得救。
These people will be blessed and will be saved.
他们要被神来亲自过礼。
They will be served by God Himself.
神要亲自在篝火当中寻找他余剩的羊。
God will save his own people from different today's different times.
用神迹奇事和大能将他们从被掳到的地方解救出来，也要他们归回故土。
By different way of miracle.Different people to bring them together.
神要在家里面来亲自抚养他们。
God must prepare them in God's house.
虽然以色列人从上到下都犯罪得罪了耶和华神，神要严厉的惩罚他们。
Even though in Israel, from the leader to simple people, they are against God, but God still loves them.
只要他们悔改回转，神也会回转心意，将他们救回。
If they return to God, God still saves them.
不管他们被掳到什么地方，神都可以将他们召集回来。
No matter where they go, God has power and way to bring them back.
历史上发生的事情印证了耶和华所应许的。
In history, it will be a witness the truth of God.
我们知道，在以斯拉记第一章一到三节里面提到说，那个古列王元年，他为了就是主前538年，耶和华为了应验这耶利米所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心。使他下诏来通告全国说：“耶和华天上神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷给他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡叫他起名的，必上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列的殿，愿神与这人同在。”
In the Islam, the book of Islam, he is saying because Jeremiah, he tried to help Israel and ask the king to come back to the Jerusalem to build the country. And it happened.
我们知道，在1948年5月14号这一天，在整个世界发生了一件大事情。
We know a great thing happened in the world in 1948.
在那一天，以色列国在巴勒斯坦宣布成立。
In there, Israel announced their country set up.
在他们失去自己的国家主权、统一、超。
2500 years long, Israel is dismissed in the world, and right now they sell the country again.
这个饱经沧桑的以色列，竟然是能够在自己的国土上复活，这是20世纪最大的奇迹。
When this Israel, this country suffered so many things in the history, and then they made a miracle in the world this day.
他准确的应验了圣经中的预言。
And they really witnessed the Bible said.
再次见证神的信实和他对以色列永不改变的爱。
And also witness the true love of God is never changed to Israel.
但我相信这个预言还没有完全的应验。
But I believe this saying is not completely successful.
因为回归了以色列人还没有真正认识他们的目的。
Because those Israelite people, they come back, but they don't really know and believe to God.
正如保罗在罗马书11:25-26说，以色列人有几根是立心的，等到外邦人的数目填满，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
Just like Book of Rome saying Israel, they have a heart with a very hard heart, and they don't believe God. But God will save them and also give them a savior.
我们真的要感谢神，神必定要将属他的羊招聚回他的家。
We need to thank God. He make up his mind and really want to save us.
因为这不只是对以色列人讲的，也是对我们每一个信靠他的外邦人讲的。
Because this is not just saying to Israel, and also saying to everyone in it.
不管过去我们生活在什么地方，神都没有忘记我们，神都可以把我们从各个地方寻找到，并寻见，并带回他的家。
It doesn't matter if you live where, you stay where, our God still have a way to ask us to gather us together in His house.
我从小生活在非常偏远的一个山区小村庄里面。
When I was kid, I lived in a very small village.
我有过很多的梦想。
I have lots of dreams.
我夏天躺在满天繁星的这个夜空下面翱翔，梦想遨游太空。
When I fly on the ground in the night, I see looking at the stars in the skies and making lots of dreams.
我看到远处的山脉，我就想象山那边到底有些什么东西。
When I look at the very long side of the mountain, I just thinking.What is behind them?
但是我做梦没有想过会出国来到加拿大，更没有想到被我妈抄到天地的上帝来拯救，使我成为基督徒。
But I never dreamed I can out of my home country and also I can believe God.
如果我不蒙他召集出来，可能我一生都没有信主的机会。
If I have this chance, go outside.And I never have a chance to be in the circle.
我相信在座的许多弟兄姐妹都有类似的这种感受。
I believe you also have the same feeling as me.
在并不是说不出国就没有幸福的机会啊。
This is not, I'm not saying you don't go out of country, you don't have a chance to be in the job.
神知道我们每个人的状况。
God knows every one of us.
我们每个人的幸福都是被神创造的。不同的环境当中召聚出来。
Everyone believes God is as God's own gift.
脱离罪恶，最后才能得救。
Against from sin, and then we will be saved.
神把以色列人愚蠢的从推下乱河当中召聚出来，给他们归回本卷。
God created the random of the Israel and then come back to his house.
不是为了自己的面子，先除以色列人数众多，而是要真正牧养他们。
Not because he's famous, and just because want to take care of.
对不起，我在这儿又得说一些，说一句教会不喜欢听的话。
Forgive me, here I want to say one more about church that you don't like here.
他们四处找人去教会，不是为了喂养他们，而是要显出教会在当地的影响力有多大。
Some false teachers because they are not caring how many people who stay in the church. They just want to show off lots of people in the church.
耶和华说，我必设立帐篷来过人来喂养他们。
God said, I will set my servants to care for people.
他们不再惧怕，不再惊慌，也不缺少一个。
They don't scare me, and they don't miss anyone here.
这才是神引回他们的目的。
This is the only purpose of God.
我们看到一些教会的信徒被引进教会，结果在那里看到发生的事，却极为惊慌，极为恐惧，极为害怕，纷纷逃跑。
When I see people come to church and then they should be blessed, but end up I saw they are stubborn.
我们要思考，这是在真正牧养的结果吗
？We have to think about it. Is it the true?Means the care.
不管我们高举什么样的口号，我们要看喂养的结果是什么。
No matter what we think, but we need to see the result.
我们需要真正的牧人来照管神的群羊，来真正喂养群羊，使群羊真的不再害怕，真的不再惊慌，真的不缺少一个。
We want to choose servants to care God's people.So that people can be blessed in the church.
这些以色列羊被神从敌人手中拯救出来，脱离原来困苦的处境。
These remnant of God's people, they can get away from the trouble.
他们需要有安稳的地方躺卧休息。
They need a safe place to settle down.
他们需要有肥美的草场得以吃饱成长。
They need a good thing to nurture them to reach their spiritual life.
他们真的需要被缠裹，他们真的需要被医治，他们真的需要被安慰。
They need to be cared and heal their spiritual heart.
教会不能做找回你自己养下好养自己。
Church shouldn't do get one in, get two out.
以色列人被掳到巴比伦七十年之后开始回归。
Israel they been slaved in Babylon. 7 years later they go back to their country.
耶和华神差派了像祭司以斯拉、首领以西米、先知哈该、撒迦利亚、马拉基等在。
God sent different servants to serve these people.
但他们短暂忠心的不养，也没有翻转以色列人背逆的行为。
However, they are very short periods serving these people. But it doesn't help. They still against God.
2000年前，你耶利时代6个年之后。
2000 years ago, and away from Jeremiah, about 600 years.
耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界。
Jesus Christ come to the earth as a man.
在他最后3年半出来传道、牧养以色列人的时候。
In the last 3 years, he spread the gospel and cared the people.
他走遍各城各乡，在会堂里面教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
He spread the gospel to cure the people, healed with illness.
他对跟随他的门徒说：“到这来，你不一定要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，而牧人为羊舍命。若是牧工不是牧人，羊也是他自己的。他看见狼，狼来就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶上了人群，牧工逃走，因为他是牧工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如牧认识我，我也认识牧羊，并且我为羊舍命。”
Jesus said, the thief came in, just want to take all your things, but when I come, I'll carry you, and I'll save you.
神所设立的好牧人，真正的牧人是要照顾什么羊来牧养他们。
God said, send different people to care the church, the true God's people, true servant of God should be.去贴在那个车上，
要叫羊的丰盛的生命，
是啊 lead God's people to have a good spiritual life。
为了这个目的，真正的牧人可以为羊守命。
From this point, the true servant may even sacrifice himself。
这是一个真正牧人的最根本的特点。
This is the true servant, the true meaning of the true servant.
与那些常态赶上神的羊的牧人完全相反。
It's the opposite way of the most false meaning.
耶稣基督为了他的羊被犹太人钉死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ, he died on the cross.
这个月末的受难节就是为了永远纪念我们的好牧人，舍己就是我们的日子。
This weekend we remember Easter. This is the true way we remember this is our true servant.
不管这个时代如何变化
，No matter how the world change，
不管教会中国的事务繁忙
，How the church so busy，
不管信徒的生活如何紧张
，How。How busy our church member?
我们都要纪念这个日子。
We have to remember this day.
纪念我们的主用舍弃自己生命的方式来牧养我们。
Remember our Lord, He sacrificed His life to save.
主耶稣基督是我们真正的好牧人。
Jesus Christ is our true servant.
他舍弃救赎了我们。
He sacrificed himself to save us.
3 days 之后复活。
He raised up 3 days again.
后来回到天父那里，继续在天上牧养所有信号跟随他的羊。
And sit beside our God, our Father, and see care everyone today.
在他回到天父那里之前。
Before he back to God, our Father.
他三次问跟随他的门徒彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”He asked three times to Peter, "You love me more than that?"
彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
”Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you."
耶稣对他说：“你牧养我的羊。
”Jesus said, "Serve my sheep."
主耶稣把牧养他的羊。就是神的羊的责任交托给地上跟随他的门徒。
So Jesus Christ hand over the to Peter, nurture, service our church.
要全心全意的来牧养神的教会。
Use your full mind, full strength, full soul to care our church.
后来彼得他自己所见证，在彼得前书5章1到10节这样对在教会里面所有所牧养身份的牧人说：“我在这做长老，为基督受苦的见证，我想后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你中间与我同桌。” 辅助长老的人不要不养在你们中间神的御林鸟，按照神的旨意来照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于担心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于恶意，也不是瑕疵所托付你的，乃是要走群鸟的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得到永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Peter said in he talked to the elder in the church, saying, serve our church by the loyalty in whom your strength and our God will bless you.
真正的牧人要听大牧人的吩咐。
The true servants will listen to their great servant.
像把耶稣基督这个好牧人
Learning from Jesus Christ, good servant.
且要做群羊的榜样。
And be a model of the
church. 要忠心尽心竭力的牧养群羊。
Yeah. And sure, try your best, all your strength to serve.
而不是牧养自己的好处。
And not just because your own plan.
要是神的羊在神的家里面生养众多，能安然居住。
Let the church grow and the God's people will have a good place to grow.
这是每一个在教会里面走牧人应当谨记的。
This is everyone as a leader in the church. They have to think carefully.
信徒也可以以此来分辨谁才是真正照管神的羊的牧人，谁是真正的牧人，谁才是假牧人。
And every congregation they also have to know the truth from God, what is true servant.
牧人不是因为他有牧人的证书就是牧人，而是看他是否在遵循这个大牧者的吩咐来真正牧养神的教会。
As a servant, it's not saying because you have this title, but it's it's really to follow our great servant Jesus Christ to take care of his church.
那从下面的经文我们来继续看，真正的牧人是如何牧养神的羊群的。
And from the scripture below, then we will know what the true servant will be.
在耶利米书二十三章五到六节说，耶和华说。日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌主权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。在那个日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
In verse 5 and 6, let's say, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign.Wisely and do what is right and right in the land. In his day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called the Lord our righteous Savior.
彻底败坏了以色列领袖是以色列灭国的根本原因。
The failure of the Israel leader is the main reason because they are dead.
无论从政治上还是从宗教上，这些被称为牧人的领袖是腐败堕落，导致整个国家灭亡。
No matter in the different point of view, this is the main reason they make the country fail.
大卫王朝覆灭，大卫子孙是否快要断绝？神与大卫所立的约是否不能实现
？The descendant of David, they are almost dismissed from the country.
但神要坚守他所立的约。
The God has to fulfill his promise.
他要赐给以色列和世人一位救主。
He has to send a savior to his people, Israel.
在以赛亚书第九章六到七节说，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。政权并担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙之士、全能神、永在父、和平君。他的政权与平安以加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定永固，从今直到永远。
in the book of Isaiah, saying this true Savior, our true Shepherd, will come.
虽然以色列国要灭亡，但神要重新建立大卫和他的帐幕。
Even though Israel is failed and is weak, but God will raise up a true Israel.
要把破坏的建立起来，重新建立属神的国度。
And rebuild God's kingdom through this.
虽然大卫子孙中的君王完全离弃了神的建立。但神也可以重新不断的侍奉当中重新长出新芽来。
Even though all is going through the this country, the God will raise up and heal and rebuild this country.
在新芽要成为以色列真正的君王，他是真正的牧人。
This new country will start to send its own people and be a true servant and true leader.
他要坐在大卫的王位上面，有完全智慧和能力。他要用公平和公义来喂养以色列人。
He will take care God's people by the righteousness.
他要为以色列人带来真正的平安。
He will bring the true peace to God's people.
他要牧养自己的羊群，引导群羊走在正义的道路上面。
We will lead the God's people to the righteous way.
这个旧约圣经当中反复预言的大卫的苗裔就是耶稣基督。
In the Bible, keep mentioned this David's righteous branch. It's talking about Jesus Christ.
他在神预定的日子，通过童女玛利亚诞生，带来恩典与真理。
Through Maria, who married bring Jesus Christ to the earth.
他在各处教训人，教导天国的意义。
Jesus Christ teach people in different places, different time about the righteousness of God.
他用极其严厉的语气来斥责当时的宗教领袖，假冒伪善的法利赛人。
He used very serious words.Talk about the false teacher at that time.
他秉公轻义，怜悯一直困苦的人。
He doing the righteousness and heal the people, and also care for people.
耶稣不仅要在
耶稣
不仅要在地上
施行公平公义，他还要赐给
凡信靠他的人恩典的
义。He also give the believer with grace.
这义不是依靠自己的行为而得来的。
This righteousness from grace is not because of our behavior.
而是凭着完全信得到。
Because of your faith.
这义是从神而来的义，要加给一切信靠耶稣基督的人。
This true righteousness is from God to the believer.
我们从神而来的义是借着耶稣基督而来的。
Righteousness from God is through Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的名要被称为耶和华我们的义。
So that's why the name of Jesus also say the righteousness of God.
因为得着神的义，我们与神的关系才得以和好。
Because of this righteousness of God, that's why we can have a good relationship with God.
我们能够在神家里面得享真正的平安，得到他亲自的护念。
We have a true peace in God's house.And also care of God.
像耶稣这样推动公义的牧人才是真正的牧人。
Like Jesus Christ, he encourages.
教会的牧人，教会的牧人，且不说在这个 代要坚持公平和公义。
The true service he has to insist the true righteousness.
并不是说要在神的家里面来施行公平和公义。
Not only in God's house.
如果教会领袖嫌贫爱富或者碍于情面。
If the church leader only care about the benefit, money,
看见奉献多的人或者施工多的人就对其错误行为不予指正，任其随意而行。
If only looking at the number of money and they don't care any false things happen.
如果教会领袖为了维护自己的名声而弄虚作假。
If they only just bring anything to hide their sin,
那么在神的家里怎能有公平和公义？
And how the God's house will have righteousness?
那么他们又怎能教导弟兄姐妹要行公义、好怜悯、与神同行？
How can they teach people how you have to act the righteousness?
那么他们怎么有美好见证来带领神的羊走在公义的道路上？
How can they teach people as a model?
保罗对提撒罗尼迦的信徒说，我们向你们信徒的人是何等圣洁公义无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
Just like Paul said, they are a model to the believer, that the believer can be the witness.
真正的做人只有在神的家里面施行公平和公义，才能在神的羊群当中推动公平和公义。
The true servants they will do the justice and righteousness in the church so that they can do these things and teach these things.
把神的义带给信靠耶稣基督的人，
and bring the righteousness to the believer.
相反，
第二位
可能会把信徒绊倒，对神的家失去信心，而不愿回到神的家里面。
And the other way we can lead is leading the believer.
我回国见到了那家教会，因为不时的带头犯罪而不悔改。
When I back to home, I visit one church, the pastor has seen and then lead the other people as well, and they don't repent.
原来四百人教会一下子跌到一百人。
400 people church become 100.
等这个牧师离开教会之后，众人才发现过去10年的牧养都是。
After this pastor left, people realize the past 10 years they have fought teaching.
教会不是建立在神的话语和耶稣基督这个磐石上。
Church is not built in Jesus Christ.
而是建立在牧师个人身上。
But just built in the pastor himself.
真正的牧人不仅要用公平公义来喂养神的群羊，在群羊中推动神的义。
The true servant they should teach people the righteousness.
真正的牧人牧养群羊的目的是要使羊得救恩，得永恒的生命。
When they teach people, they should bring people to get the true save, salvation.
那么救恩与下面的两节经文有什么关系呢？就是在耶利米书23:7-8，耶和华说：“日子将到，人并不再指着那里以色列人从埃及地上来永生的耶和华起誓，却要指着那里以色列家的后裔从北方和感叹不到的多国中上来永生的耶和华起誓，他们必住在本地。”
The true salvation is like two verses here, Jeremiah 23:7-8, he says, so then, the days are coming, declare the Lord, when people will not longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt, but they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the Lord and out of all the country where he had banished them, then they will live in their own land.
要详细讲解释这两节经文的内容，可能需要篇独立的讲道才能说得清楚。
If I want to explain fully this two scripture, maybe make another sermon.
旧约的内容实在是太丰富了。
The content of the Old Testament is really very very rich.
这两节经文的时间跨度长达1000年。
These two scriptures containing 1500 years.
在主前1400多年的时候，耶和华神用一系列的神迹大能将以色列人从埃及迷路的地方拯救出来，带领他们进入应许之地，建立属神的国家。
In 1400 years ago, God brought his people out of Egypt and set up his own
country.
400 years later, King Solomon built the Holy Temple.
又是400年之后，以色列北国和南国先进分裂亡。
Another 400 years later, Israel dismissed the country.
在这800多年的历史上，以色列神。耶和华神与以色列人立约，颁布律法和诫命，要以色列人要尽心尽力的去爱神爱人，但以色列人多次不断背离神的吸引，刚硬不肯悔改。
Over these 800 years, many times God sent His servant to remind Israel about their sin, repent, but they failed.
我们可以把整个这个期间看成是耶和华神对以色列的。
We can take this as the first salvation to Israel from God.
在主前约600年，以色列人因为犯罪，先后30岁不到8个月。
And 600 before Christ, Israel just 3 times being slaves in Babylon.
70年之后，耶和华神顾念他们。开始陆续将以色列人从异国他乡拯救出来，回归故土。
After 70 years of years later, God let Israel come back to his home place.
来预备弥赛亚的降临。
Prepare the Messiah's coming.
500年后，神应许了弥赛亚，大卫的后裔，真正的牧人耶稣基督来到世上。
After 500 years later, God fulfilled His promise, the true Savior, Jesus Christ, come to earth. He teaches the truth through love, care of people.
这也可以算是第二次的拯救。
And this can say the second time salvation.
如果我们将这两次拯救所对比的话，真正得到救恩的人数真是差别是很大的。
If we compare these two times salvation, we will see the big difference. People will say,
第一次的拯救虽然有如摩西、约书亚还有众多的耶和华先知在以色列人当中来带领他们。
The first salvation we have Moses, Jehovah, Joshua, they saved 2 million people from Israel.
但是也挡不住更多的假先知、假教师、拜偶像、行淫乱的君王、首领、祭司等恶恶人对以色列的践踏蹂躏。
But still cannot avoid those false teachers. False teacher to then destroy the Israel.
他们不有不养他们。
He didn't suffer them.
以色列人中真正对神有信心而并且能够得救的，真的是少之又少，又比如说外邦人。
Within Israel, it's hard to find really true people to believe God.
但是第二次的拯救，神甚至要把以色列人从各个中找回。
But in the second salvation, God has to want to save lots of people.
赐下神的儿子耶稣基督来亲自抚养他们，把救恩带给他们。
Jesus Christ, he really saved all the believers. Many, many people will be saved through this true son.
So, in the Amy Shu, just as we read in the Amy Shu, he said,
through the scripture we just read from
Jeremiah.
So then, the days are coming, declare the Lord, when people will not longer say, as surely as the Lord is, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. What's the purpose of these two scriptures to us? God wants through these two servants of Jesus Christ bring us a great salvation.
在教会里面的妇人要用真正的喂养来把信徒带到这位大妇人面前，得到真正的救恩。
The true shepherds the church leader will bring all people to great service. The true shepherd leader Jesus Christ.
牧者要在教会里面传讲这位大妇者如何舍己喂养群羊的故事。
The leader should talk about how Jesus Christ saved us, the true story.
而是自己如果舍去辉煌，要到牧师的故事。
Not talking about their own business.
牧者要在教会里面传讲救恩的真理。
The pastor should talking about the truth of the Bible.
而不是整天说好听的话来哄大家开心。
And not just saying something to tease people.
教会要带领信徒走在得救的道路上。
Church must lead people walk in the salvation way.
而不是传讲一些普通不雅的做人的道
理。And not just saying some normal practice of the world.
或者举办一些各种活动，让信徒感觉到很亢奋。
For holding some activity, teach people.
我们不要只看教会参加崇拜的人数有多少，我们不要只看教会参加崇拜的人数有多少。
We shouldn't just look into the number of devotion people.
更要看信徒的生命如何。
But need to look into what's their life.
要看信徒是否得到真正的喂养。
We need to take care of them if they are ready to choose
care.
So that they can have a true faith in the belief.
神没有遗弃我们。
God never leave us.
虽然以色列历史上有许多恶恶的没有好好护养他们，照顾他们。
Even though in church history, they don't have the true service to care.
反而是残害他们，改善他们。
But just destroy them, stop them.
但神过后要亲自喂养他们。 赐给他们作为永远住在神的家里。
The God will give them place and lead them to God's house。
在教会里面，虽然看到一些拜会的不能把教会搞得乱七八糟。
In the church, even though it's a lot of false teaching, with so many crises to the church,
不能只顾自己的利益，把神的羊当作自己的资产。
The circus only care itself and take church as their own business.
但教会总是神的教会，主耶稣认识教会的主。
The church is God's church. Jesus Christ is still our Lord.
他要兴起更多的真正不能在教会里面真正去不了信徒。
He will bring the true service to care his church.
在教会里面推动公平和公义。
And he will discipline the righteousness in his church.
在教会里面教导真理，在教会里面推动救恩。
Teach the truth in the church and also discipline the truth.
把信徒带到主耶稣基督这个大牧者面前，得到救恩，得到生命平安。
And bring people to great service, Jesus Christ, and God to receive the salvation.
可以在神的家里面安然居住。
And they can be stay in God's house peacefully.
我回国去了大家教会。
I go back to mainland China and see the church.
牧师办了公开的。最之后离开。
The pastor was seen and left.
教会陷入瘫痪的地步。
The church fall in chaos.
但在众人都觉得快要失望的时候。
When people think they are really no way to go.
神兴起一批弟兄姐妹起来坚固教会。
God raise up some brother sister.
同时也让教会认识到原来的牧养和教导许多是错误的。
And help them to teach people what should be the right things.
他们开始寻求真正的牧养。
They're starting to seek the truth shepherd.
让我们为他们祷告。
Let us pray for them.
让神继续带领他们。
Let God bring the leader.
用神的话来喂养他们。
Hear them by God's word.
用圣灵的能力来帮助他们。
Through Holy Spirit help.
愿他们当中有合神心意的牧人来真正喂养他们。
Pray for the true servant that they will come to care.
不管教会。发生什么样的事情？我们总当存有这样的信心。
You should always have this faith.
耶稣基督是我们的大牧者。
Jesus Christ is our great servant.
他总不撇下我们。
He never leave us behind.
他在逾越节虽然受难受死。
Even though he sacrificed on the cross.
但他三天之后复活。他现在坐在高位之上，不养我们。
Now he's stand beside our father and care us.
我们不再惧怕。
We don't have to fear.
不再惊慌。
We don't have to worry.
我们在他的支持。
If we stay,
必然得救。
We must stay.
我们要在他的家必安稳居住。
We will be in God's house peacefully.
正如诗篇二十三篇诗人所说的，耶和华是我的牧者，我并不是缺乏。他使我躺在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，赐我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华殿中直到永远。
Just like the psalm said, God will give us peace And we all bring the living God's hearts peacefully forever.
愿神的话语成就。
May God's words be blessed.
我们一起来祷告。
That's great.
我们再起来一起祷告。耶和华，你是我们的神。
Our God, you are our servant.
我们必不是缺乏。
We never lack of.
我们必要在你家里面蒙你亲自的供养。
We will be there in your house by yourself.
我们要一次一次住在你的家里面。
We will live in your house forever.
得着生命平安。
And have the peace.
求主与我们同在。
May you be with us.
奉主耶稣基督的
名求。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们一起来唱《福音诗歌》。